Hey everyone, this is The Indicator from Planet Money. It's Cardiff. Today, Canada became the biggest country so far to legalize marijuana. What will be the effects on Canada's economy, on the health of Canadians, on how the country approaches law enforcement? We'll find out eventually, but in the meantime, Canada's statisticians have had their own issues to deal with. Because while marijuana was illegal, it was traded on the black market, and that made it hard to know just how big that market was. But now that weed is legal, Canada has to include the buying and selling of weed in its national statistics, like GDP. Well, back in January, on The Indicator, our Planet Money colleague Jacob Goldstein spoke with the Director General of Statistics Canada, James DeBrake.
We have like one chance at collecting as much information as possible about a very interesting and important issue.
We are going to play for you that conversation, and then you'll see in really fascinating detail just what it takes to start measuring the buying and selling of a product that just went from the black market to the open market.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing. Would you rather invest for high growth or solve global challenges? Swell aims to do both. Invest in green tech, clean water, and more. Visit swellinvesting.com/NPR for a $50 bonus. Support also comes from Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums, and they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One NA.
GDP stands for gross domestic product. It's supposed to measure all the goods and services that a country produces, and it is the most basic measure of any national economy. James DeBrake knew right away that the basic thing that he had to do to understand the economic effects of marijuana legalization was to calculate marijuana's contribution to Canada's GDP. And that required this series of steps. The first couple steps were actually the easiest because health researchers had been studying them for decades.
How many people in Canada smoke marijuana?
About 4.9 million.
Out of how many total?
Population around 36 million.
And that's what, one in seven?
Yeah.
How much do they smoke?
So our estimate, given all the different things, is around, you know, this is kind of a big, weird number, but about 770 metric tons. So we're on the...
Now that's for all of Canada now.
That's for all of Canada.
Next, James needs to figure out how much Canadians paid for that 770 metric tons of weed they bought last year.
So that's a little tricky because traditionally to get a price, we would go to a retail store, scan the product, get a nice price, know exactly what we're talking about. That doesn't work in this world.
So James and his team had to turn to some less conventional data sources.
There was one, it's a website called theprice.com.
Priceofweed.com. It's just a private website. When I checked it this morning, it had an ad promising, quote, the one-hitter, perfected. Does not scream reliable data source, but James says thousands of people have gone to the site. They've entered what province they live in, what grade of weed they bought, and how much they paid. So he and his team pulled that data. They combined it with a few other sources and came up with an average retail price.
So if you take those, you know, 4.9 million people, the tonnage, and you multiply it by the price, you get about $5.7 billion of spending.
That is 5.7 billion Canadian dollars of spending, by the way. Now, there is one last thing that James needs to figure out. Because remember, he's calculating gross domestic product, the value of everything Canada produces. So he needs to know how much of that 5.7 billion was spent on marijuana produced in Canada. He needs to figure out Canada's imports and, for that matter, exports of weed. And this is the hardest part.
There's no producer we can actually go to and say, hey, how much did you produce and how much did you send abroad?
Yeah, we just want to figure it out because we're trying to calculate GDP.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of statisticians trying to calculate GDP, yeah.
So James and his team look at how much marijuana gets seized at the border, going into Canada, coming out of Canada. And they also get law enforcement officials to estimate how much weed is being grown in different parts of the country. How many people are growing weed in their basement? Also, they need to figure out how much weed can you grow in a basement? James knows that there is a lot of uncertainty here. But his best guess is that almost all the weed being consumed in Canada is produced in Canada, and that Canada is also exporting a fair bit. So James goes through all of these steps, and finally he gets to the bottom line. That bottom line is today's indicator, $6 billion. James figures marijuana contributes about $6 billion a year to Canada's economy. In the spirit of today's show, by the way, that is Canadian dollars. And James says that is a lot. Marijuana actually contributes about as much to Canada's economy as beer.
Hey, everyone, it's Cardiff here again. When Jacob spoke with James, James was still trying to get better and better data. So, for example, his team was launching at the time a survey where people can report about how much they pay for weed anonymously. So when the first numbers revealing marijuana's impact on GDP do come out, they might be slightly different from what they were earlier this year. Thanks for listening.